Mm-hmm. Okay, today's class is sponsored by Avraham Aradi in honor of Rashbi, Reb Shimon bar Yochai. Okay, so we're in Likut HaTorah, Parshas Emor, page Lamed Vav, first column, like 15 lines from the end of the column. Okay, the Alter Rebbe was explaining that there's two types of malachim, the malachim that live, exist forever, and then there's malachim that come and go. And because of the Gilui HaLikus, then they actually disappear. So he says, what is that in Aveda? There's the Aveda Birurim. You elevate the sparks of Kedusha, and then they become back into the source. And he explained that Malchus is the source where the Aveda Sabirurim ends up to be elevated to. And he says, Malchus de Bria is the place of the sparks of Bria. Malchus de Yitzir is the sparks of Yitzir, and so on, like we learned yesterday. And then it says, Ach Inyan, like 15 lines in the end of the page, and then first column. Ach Inyan, Se'era, but it says the carbon aimer was some barley. The Inyan is Se'era, Se'erd, Ahei, like it says in Desire. Well, Inyan, Se'erd, Hei. Hainu, what does it mean, Se'erd, Hei? He said, what's the number five? Is his Chalkas, Hei, Gvuris. Lechalokim, Rabim. We know in Kabbalah it says there's five levels of Gevura. That's why you bang the Heishainis five times on the floor to sweeten the five levels of Gevura. The same thing, you break the Afrikaiman into five pieces, also for the level of the five levels of Gevura. And therefore these five levels become Bahachis Nivraim Rabim Shainim Zemizeh, to give Chayis to the different levels, like it says, Machne Michal Shibishchal Kuzuhu. Thank you. Mehei Gvuris, these differentiations of the various different camps of Malachim. You know, Michal, Gavriel, the four, and the who knows the infinite amounts. Those are the Gant, for instance, for the level of Gvuris that separates them. Umischal, Kuslakrel, Poshut, and separates the simplistic void. She is Chalik, Lechokim, Rabim, Be'isis, Adib. The Alter Rebbe says like this. The same thing we find, by the way, in speech. There's five formations of the mouth. You know, right? There's the throat and the lips and the teeth and the tongue. There's five formations of the lips. No. There's called Hey, Chalukah, Sapeh. There's five differentiations. Mansepach are the end letters. Okay, but that's a different story. So it says that the Hey, Metzor, Sapeh, the five formations of the mouth, is they take a simple voice, and then you form it with the various different, with the lips, with the tongue, with the, you know, that makes it the various different levels. And generally speaking, it's divided into the five formations of the mouth. Like it says, Aleph Ches, Hey Ayin, come from the throat. Beis Vav Mem Pes, come from the lips. And then it becomes infinite amount of letters, in meaning like this. You have a simplistic voice, right, that comes up from the ear of the heart, and then the five things separated, the lips, the tongue, the right. Now, each one of those, you can make a million different sounds. Now, those million different sounds could basically come through the five, what's called the five formations of the mouth. So same thing, all the differentiations of levels of the various different things come from the five levels of Gevura, but from there it spreads itself infinitely. Then you have a combination. Okay, you have the lips and the tongue, and then you get whatever, the various different combinations. He says that's where, in other words, like this, there's infinite amount of neshamas. There's infinite amount of malachim. Yeah? Now, where does this come from? He says that's the level of the hey gevures. The five levels of gevura basically means symptom, limitation, contraction. You know, put it in this. This is the mouth. This is the tongue. This is the lips. This is the throat. You know, so there's different, various different levels. And therefore, that's where all the differentiation of the angels and the neshamas come from. Ukemesha Kosta, like it says, Elif alafim yishum shemeni, that there's a thousand, haini yischal, kosirufi eshis, shabbat sore, my the same thing you have in the combination of the letters of creation. Right? Now, the 22 letters that Hashem created the world with, the 22 letters of the Aleph Beis, those come from the five levels of Gura. But through the various combination of different letters, like for instance, Or is Aleph Reish, Aleph Vav Reish. But then you can have another combination. You can have a two-letter one, a three-letter one, a four-letter one, and different combinations. It's like it says, from two letters, you can make two words. From three letters, you can make six words. From Aleph Beis, you can make Aleph Beis and Beis Aleph. But if you have Aleph Beis Gimel, you can make Aleph Beis Gimel, Aleph Gimel Beis, you know, it's six. And each one, mathematically, for four letters, you can have who knows how much. 22 letters, combinations of 22, you can have unlimited amount of, you know, they tell a story, an interesting thing. There was this brilliant guy, once did something very good for the king, one of the very big kings years ago. And the king asked him, what can I reward you with? He said, what I want you to do is take a chessboard and I want you on the first spot to put one kernel of wheat, double it. The king said, oh, I'm chaya. Well, it's nothing. He ended up giving him, 64 to, I don't know what it is mathematically. It was like an unbelievable amount of things. And that's only from 64 squares, so to speak. You just double, you can get crazy amounts and stuff. And he says that's where the whole concept of variations in creations, which comes through the variations of the words, come all from the Hei Chalukes. That's Sa'eda is Sa'ar Hei.
And then you count the, also when you add the vowels, it changes those five.
Yeah.
A sound a little bit.
Yeah.
To make infinite.
The Shei to Shei Gvuris. And the source of the five Gvuris. Himehei Gvuris, the aim of from the five levels of Bino, Hainu B'shan Chalkas, Eis Machshava, which are the letters of thought. Our AC is the Ema, which are called the letters of Bina, Shenikah Petuche Chesam Hainu. But you say the Ema in the level of Yisrael, don't know, whatever. You say the Bina, Shekviyas Chalka Surufi Eisim Machshava, because based on the way you separate the letters in thought, Kach Nimshecha Dibur Dabit Surufi Malei Alolu Dafka. Okay? Meaning, based on the level, now, what's the source of the five formation of letters in speech? So that comes from thought. The way you think, that's the way you're going to say the letter. I mean, even in thought, you have these five variations of speech.
Rabbi, just continue what Moradian said. Is it Mansipach? Aren't they all different, one of the different Heimatzos of Peh? Because they're also the five Gurot. And I'm just thinking right now, it's like the Peh.
I don't know.
In the will of the formation of the letters, that's not the way he thinks.
Then it comes into Dibur. Okay? Now, so he says, all these variations come from the level of the five gevuras of speech, which is Malchus, which comes from the five levels of Machshava, which is Bina. That's what he says. And then he says like this, second column, Vine habirurim sham Malchus mevaretz harepach mitzutzim higamkin aydehei gevuras. He says, now we learned that everything in the world comes from speech. That means everything in the world that we need to elevate, to refine, comes from the Hei Gvuris, right? If Hashem created the world with speech, everything in the world is created with speech. And like the Alter Rebbe says in Shayich V'amunah, that even though it doesn't say, let's say, shulchan, table, in the Ten utterances, so where does the chayis of a table come from? It doesn't say har, mountain, in Torah. When it doesn't say v'yom lekim hi har, let there be a mountain. Yeah. So he says, how does it work? So those in the 22 letters, then you have acronyms, numerical values, exchanging of letters. So everything possible that was created in the world is alluded to in the 10 utterances of the world. Okay? Now, that means everything that Hashem created in the physical world, which comes from speech, which is Malchus, is what we need to refine. That means all the sparks of Kedusha that exist in the world come from five levels of Gevurah. Because everything comes from speech. And it comes from the hand of the external levels. Therefore, it says, "Vatitin teref levesa, shuinyim bira pach," which is called teref. It's interesting. The word teref is like it says, "Kamei ari teref shaydei gvura, olamata ba'vedu linyan leilam yargis adam yetzatevel yetzahar." And therefore, like the Gemara says, a person should always have the Yetzatei scream at the Yetzahara. So that's the way you refine the Gashmis, because Yetzahara gets in the way. So then you scream at it. V'chein nikra birurim. Se'era. Se'er hei v'michle dahu behema. It's the food of a behema. Meaning like this. The Aveda of a Jew is to elevate the world. So the Aveda of an Adam is to elevate behema. The worldly thing. And that all comes from the Hei Gvuris, from the five letters of the formation of everything in the world. It comes from Malchus. So he says like this, the Aveda of the Jew is to elevate the world. All those sparks of Kedusha come from Malchus, which is speech, which has divided by five different levels of Gvura. That means basically everything in the world could be divided up into five general categories from the five formations of speech. And therefore, everything that has the similar letters has some type of connection within it, because it comes from that particular level of one of the five levels of Gevurah. So now, like you said before, Aleph Ches Hei Ayin comes from the throat. Beis Vav Mem Pei all come from the lips. That means everything that have those letters in it have something in common. All those that have those letters in it have something in common. It's like people that have the same names have something in common. This guy could be a tzaddik, and this guy could be a rasha. For instance, you have a Shimon bar Yochai, Shimon. So everybody that has the name Shimon is connected to him. Now that guy could be a rasha, as of yet. So then, but there is a connection between them. Now free choice is not taken away. Rashbi, with the chayis of his name, chose to be a tzaddik, and this guy chose to be a rasha. But there is a connection between anybody that has a similar name. And that's Avedis HaBirurim. Okay, so now he says, Achinyin. So now, what is Vahinif for Sa'emer waving this carbon oimer, which is barley, right? The carbon waves the flower offering, which by the Omer, like we learned, is barley. And he waves it where the Pasuk says, V'heinev v'sa'eme lifnei Hashem, before Hashem, simply means before the Mizbeach Odeh. Mavur b'zer pashas polok, kupay chesbeis. That tenufa, the word tenufa, which means a waving, is two letters, two words, tenu peh. Tenufa is tenu peh. That's what it says in the Zayah. What does it mean? Tanupa, give a mouth, so to speak. As well, to stand it, the difference between Pesach and Shavuos. What's the difference? Pesach hayu b'chinas halos, zom b'chinas katnas, ham nikra mitzrayim. Pesach, like we learned before, is the longing, remember, of going out of evil, get rid of the body, the Yetzirah, the limitations, the Mitzrayim. And that's the level lahalis the kabel b'chinas mechan the godless to go out of yitzias mitzrayim, meaning going out of limitations to be able to get the level of mechan the godless, which is the high level of intellect. Haynu b'chinas aliyas nefesh ulkisha ba'adam sheshar shemizal, which comes from the level of zav atzilis ki atem kruyim adam b'gematria ma. Mean like this. We know it says Adam Atem. The Pasuk says Adam Atem. And the Gemara says, you Jews are called Adam. Goyim are called Adam. Ha Adam, Taisa says in Yevamis, is Goyim too. But the word Adam, the Gemara says, Atem Kriyim Adam, only Jews are called Adam. Adam Atem, Atem Kriyim Adam. Okay? Now, Adam is the numerical value of Ma, 45. Right? Now, so he says, the source of the neshamas come from Zah, the six fetus, and it needs to be elevated, the neshamas need to be elevated into the level of Seichel, into the level of Bina, understanding of Elokus. And like you said before, the other Maimer, that Pesach is the longing of the Nefesh Shualakis to go out of Golos. Remember he said in the other Maimer, and therefore then you need Sphir Sa'imer, the Behemoth, to work on the Nefesh HaBamis, and now that you refined your animal soul, then on Shavuos Hashem could come down and give the Torah. In other words, Pesach is not enough, because Pesach is only elevating the Nefesh HaLakis out of limitations to a place of infinite Kedusha. But you also need to elevate the Behemah. You can't, if the Jew is composed of two parts, the Nefesh HaLakis, Nefesh HaBamis, you can't have only Matan Torah for the Nefesh HaLakis. It's not going to work.
Well, we say chesed shel chesed, chesed shel gevura.
No.
Is Nefesh HaBahamot has this
component?
I mean,
Tanya Perigov, Zelo Mezah Selekim. Just taking Kedusha, there's 10 levels of Kedusha, there's 10 levels of shame, which means the intellect of the Nefesh HaBahamot. Yeah, when you're talking about refining in Sphir Se'emet, like today is Hoyt Shebahoyt, you're talking about refining Hayit Shebahayit of the Nefesh HaBamis, not the Nefesh HaLakis. That we don't need to refine.
From the Klipa side?
Yeah. The whole Sphere Tzayimah is the Avayit of the Nefesh HaBamis. No. Or ordering Chesed Shebachesed, Gvur Shebachesed.
It seems like if you uplift the Nefesh HaLakis, it will do the job.
No, that's Pesach. But then he says that's good for the Nefesh HaLakis. Hashem's not giving the Torah only to Nefesh HaLakis. Then he should give it in Gan Eden. The Nefesh HaLakis is unrestricted in Gan Eden. He wants to give Torah to the Nefesh HaLakis, give it in Gan Eden. In Hawaii, he should give the Torah. Perhaps he gave it in a desert somewhere. Instead, so that's the whole way of the Sphere Sa'imer. Is that? The Rebbe once asked somebody, not for a joke, but whatever, it's a whole long story, but the Rebbe asked somebody, what's the connection between Bay's ear, the Rebbe Rashi Zartzeit, which is Tefer Shebet Tferes, to Lag Ba'imer? When they're, so what's, this is a birthday, this is Yartzeit. What did I say? I'm sorry. I'm sorry. You slipped. Yeah, basically, it's the birthday.
Yeah.
So years ago, the Rebbe told him to make a coin. There's a whole famous story with it. It was impossible to do, and they did it anyway. They got it done. One side was Rashbi, and one side was Bezir. And the Rebbe gave it out then. Lag Ba'omer many years ago. So the Rebbe asked somebody, "What's the connection between Bezir and Lag Ba'omer?" Of course, the guy didn't answer the question because it was like on a one-to-one, you know. So the Rebbe said, when you count in Kabbalah, there's a machlekes. How do you count Sphira Sa'imer? Is the first day Chesed Sheba Chesed, and then you go down all the way to Malchus Sheba Malchus, going down? Or is the first night Malchus Sheba Malchus, and the last day is Chesed Sheba Chesed? So it depends. It's about two opinions in Kabbalah. The accepted thing is you go from Chesed Sheba Chesed, from higher all the way to Malchus Sheba Malchus, to the lowest. So the Rebbe told him that when you count Sfira, Lavvaim is Hayt Shebahayt. Okay? But if you count backwards, the other way, then Beis Ir is Hayt Shebahayt. So this way, Lavvaim is Hayt Shebahayt, and this way, Beis Ir is Hayt Shebahayt. So they're connected.
It's like Hiran Hashem or Chanukah.
Yeah, yeah, going down and up. Anyway, so he says like this. Okay, so that happens on the first day of Pesach. But now comes the second day of Pesach. When did they start counting the Omer? When did they wave the Omer? Mimachas HaShabbos, the day after Yom Tov. Don't forget, one day Yom Tov over there. So there was the second day of Pesach. Then the Kohen waves the Omer. Shoshosh Shemi Abba Sa'emer, which is Halod Nefeshulik Bahamish Shema Adam, Shetis Barley Sapra. So then the Kohen waves the Omer, meaning he picks it up, he waves it, Lifnei Hashem, to elevate it, the Behema, the Avedis HaBirunim, to elevate it to Kedusha. Shosh Shemachinus Malchus Shenikar Behema Begmatri Eban. You know, he says like this. In Kabbalah, it says that the six spheres, Chesed, Vort, Tiferes, Netzach, Yesed, which are the giver, is called Adam, and Malchus is called Behema. So it says in Kabbalah. So Ma is Memhe, which is the gematria of Adam, is the level of the six spheres of Chesed, Vort, Tiferes, Netzach, Yesed, and Ban, which is the gematria of Behema, that's the level of Malchus. Hainu Shesed, Shen Nefesh, Abamus. The source of the Nefesh HaBamis comes from Min HaMerkava, from the throne of Hashem, which has Yud Beis Bokar. Shoshoshim, from the level of Malchus, like you said before. The Shoshosh of Nefesh HaBamis comes from the throne of Hashem. The Merkava of Hashem is in the world of Bria. Now, what's the source of that? Malchus. Malchus Tav Atzilus is the source of the world of Bria, like we learned. Shagam Hi Tzvichel Yisal HaSachagach B'Shvuas. That also has to be elevated. And the Yom Tov Shavuos, the Kabbalah Teda, to get the Teda, which is the level of Ketzer, Otzin, Elyon. Now, Matan Teda is when Hashem gave us the Ketzer. Because what did Hashem give us in Matan Teda? 620 mitzvahs. 613 biblical, 7 rabbinic, is 620, which is the numerical value of the word Ketzer. Okay? Thus we have Ketzer Teda. Ketzer Teda means actually the 620 mitzvahs of Teda, 7 biblical and 7 rabbinic. So he says ultimately the world needs to be elevated to a state that the Jews are able to be Mekabel Teda. In other words, in order, and that's what Sfira Sa'emer is all about. Sfira Sa'emer is elevating all the sparks of the world that need to be elevated to Kedusha. So first you have the level of Pesach, the first day is going out of Mitzrayim, the longing of the Nefesh HaLikis to go out of Galus. And then the Nefesh HaLikis is ready for Matan Torah. The problem is Nefesh HaBamis has to be ready for Matan Torah.
If you're elevating all the sparks, so Mashiach should come at Shavuot.
Huh? Let me ask you a question. I don't know if you ever thought about it, but it's a very interesting concept. Certain mitzvahs we do once a year. Right? Certain mitzvahs we do once every 50 years. All the mitzvahs of Yovel is once in 50 years. Which are part of the 613, by the way. Certain mitzvahs we do weekly, monthly, daily. And certain mitzvahs we do a few times a day. Correct?
Yes.
Lulav and Esrog biblically is once a year. First day of, biblically, first day of Sukkot. Shofar once a year. Yeah? Tefillin, we have to put on every day. Krishma, we have to do twice a day, biblically. Now, if the mitzvah brings down a locus, why does this mitzvah have to be done twice a day or daily? Why can't we just do it once a year? Just say we do lulav once a year, shofar once a year, sukkah once a year. Hashem should say, okay, you know, put on tefillin once a year, and you bring down the same hamshach of kedusha. What's the answer? Obviously, certain mitzvahs need it yearly, 50 jubilee year, 7 years, yearly, monthly, daily, hourly, whatever. Every mitzvah brings on a different level of kedusha. Sometimes you do it once, you covered it for the year. That's it. You brought down all the kedusha that lulav could possibly bring down. But tefillin, we did it yesterday. We did the hamshachas of tefillin. Even let's say tzaddikim that do it right the first time, you know. Tzaddikim put on tefillin. They did it right the first time. They brought down all the revelations of Elokus that tefillin could do. But today they have to do it again. Why? Because there's certain hamshachas that have to be brought down daily. And that's through tefillin.
Still can't say that one is more important than the other.
No, it's not. It's just different.
Right.
It's different. Different hamshachas of Elokus. But you have all the mitzvahs is to deal primarily with to elevate the Nefesh HaBamis. Mitzvahs are not given for the Nefesh HaLakis. The Nefesh HaLakis is perfect. Yeah, it becomes greater. It's Yirid, the Tzayra Chaliyah. But the Nefesh HaLakis is not there to refine the mitzvahs are not there to refine the Nefesh HaLakis. Mitzvahs are there to refine the Nefesh HaBamis and the world. That's the Avedis HaBirudim. That's the Oymet. That's Sa'eda. Sa'ard Hey. The Behemah Hey is Malchus. That the level of all the sparks of Kedusha that come from the utterances of the Eibishter in the five formations of the the mouth. And that all is the Avedis HaBirudim. That's the Avedis of Sphere Sa'emet to get the world ready for Shavuos. That the world is ready. The Nefesh HaBamis is ready for Shavuos. The Nefesh HaLakis takes one day, the longing. First day Pesach. This takes 49 days. So why doesn't Mashiach come Shavuos if we elevate the world?
Right.
So again, why do we have to put on tefillin today if we did it yesterday? They're different avodas.
Thank you.
You know, the Rebbe said, he quoted always the Friedrich Rebbe, the whole avodas HaBirurim is done. The only thing we need to do, the Friedrich Rebbe said in Tovshin Beis, is to polish the buttons. You know, the uniform is on, the soldiers, you just have to polish the buttons. Yeah? The Rebbe said later, in the later years, in the Nun Aleph, those years, when the Rebbe was very talking about Mashiach, the Rebbe said the polishing was also done. What's missing? The only thing the Rebbe said missing is to receive Mashiach. In other words, when the Rebbe... What means is very simple. It's like, very simply it means the Mashiach is ready to come. We don't even have to polish the buttons. The only thing we need to do is receive him. When we receive, if the world receives him, then he'll come. He's ready to come.
What?